It's beautiful. Definitely celebrating Thanksgiving this week and the last couple of weeks, just thinking about this day and all that is going on in it. You know, I want to thank Melissa Leveling and Elizabeth, because they're the directors today, to do this. Two words have been coming through my heart the last couple of weeks, and that's being thankful and serving. So I just want to share a couple of passages this morning. Colossians 3, 12 through 17 says this: "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved." Can you imagine that? Yeah, isn't that awesome, Devin? I love this guy. I like your glasses too. Very cool. We've been chosen by God. We're holy. We're beloved because of Him. So then, you know, Paul tells the church at Colossae, have compassionate hearts. You know, what are we supposed to be doing in this generation right now as believers, as God's chosen, as holy and beloved? We're supposed to have compassionate hearts, and that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be doing something because we have compassion for others. We're supposed to be, you know, acting kindness, humility, meekness, patience, all great words that Paul was sharing with this church, that us as believers, us as the chosen ones, how to be holy and beloved, compassion's heart, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, and I know that never happens here, if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other. Isn't that beautiful? Forgiving. Yes, it is. Forgiving is so freeing. When I count the three, say forgiving. One, two, three.
Forgiving.
Excellent. You all are fantastic. It says, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. That's something to be thankful for every day of the year, because God has forgiven us through His Son dying on the cross. He made a payment for our sins. It says, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Not might forgive, not when you feel like forgiving, not when you, you know, must forgive. And then He says, above all these things, above all these things, what are we supposed to put on? When I count to three, say love. One, two, three.
Love.
One more time. One, two, three.
Love.
Beautiful. Love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Harmony is what you heard Kathy and Jesse doing today, harmonizing with one another. That's perfect harmony, which in love binds that together. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called to one body, and be thankful. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, richly teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And how do we do that? With thankfulness. Thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him. Those are steps for us on what it looks like to be thankful, what it looks like to be a church family who wants nothing else to live out thankfulness, to be giving, to be forgiving. Then the last passage I want to share with you is in Matthew chapter 24 and 25. If you read those two chapters, Jesus, He's sitting with His disciples on the Mount of Olives. And I want to focus just on the verses in chapter 25, starting at verse 31. And in the ESV, the subtitle for that is "The Final Judgment." Isn't that wild? You can walk out of here today knowing what the final judgment in the Word of God says. In verse 31, it says, "When a Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne, and before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates a sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on His left." Now, you can read about the goats yourself in verses 41 through 46. I really wanted to concentrate just on the sheep this morning, the ones that are on His right. And here are the verses. "The King will say to those on His right," we're talking about the final judgment, "The King will say to those sheep on His right, 'Come, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you on the foundation of the world. And then he says in verse 35, he's talking to the disciples here, for I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty. You gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And then the righteous, the sheep on his right hand, they will answer and saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick and in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it for one of the least of my brothers, you did it for me. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, it is, Devin. It's beautiful. And you think about that. When you see people hungry, what are we supposed to do? Feed them. Thirsty, drink, clothe, naked, clothe. When you're sick, you visit people. And he says, truly I say to you, as you did it one of the least of these brothers, you did it for me. And that's what we want to do today. We're going to do something for the least of these in our community. And I love verse 34. What a promise from God's word when he says, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you on the foundation of the world. Let me pray. Father, I just pray that just these two passages just pour into our hearts today, Father. Father, we'll think about these passages, Lord. Think about what it means to clothe ourselves with meekness and humility and passion and compassion and put on love, Father. Think about when that final judgment's going to be for those who know you, for those that have surrendered their life for you, for those who have accepted that free gift because you paid the price for the sins that we've committed. And we're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. But your word says, but yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he made a way for us to go to heaven. And that's through repenting of our sins and receiving into our hearts. So, Father, we just want to do the rest of this service showing what it means to do for the least of these. And when we do this today, we're not doing it to be proud. We're doing it because we love you, Father. We're doing it because you have commissioned us to make a difference for you and to reach out for the least of these, Father. So, Father, I pray as we fellowship and as we get together and we get these 50 baskets together to be given to the least of these, Lord, that you will bless us, Father, and bless those that need food, Father. And I give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Kim is going to come up and share about Angel Tree, which is another way that we can reach out to our community. Thanks, Kim. Here, you want to? Your husband's in charge of this mic. Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Surprise, it's not on mute.
Hey, can I sit with you guys?
Good morning, everybody. For the last couple of years, I have had the honor and the privilege of talking to the families, the caregivers of the Angel Tree recipients. Angel Tree is a ministry that provides Christmas gifts to children whose parents are incarcerated. And there's three types of gifts. You know, we have a fun gift that we, you know, give to them. We have a gift of need, like clothing or, you know, shoes, things like that. And then we have a spiritual gift where we can share God's love and Jesus with these people who may never hear it otherwise. So that's, you know, a real opportunity there. I wanted to share a couple of the stories that I've had, because sometimes we've had families that have been in the program for a couple of years, because oftentimes the parents are incarcerated for quite a while. First of all, I want you to know that one of the families that I've talked to is, you know, they're taking on an infant that is not their own. Here's this mother who not only has just the struggle of raising her own children, four children, I believe, without the help of her husband, who is incarcerated. She is also an aunt who has gone to take on a three-week-old baby. I guess he's, 5 weeks now, who her niece was addicted and is in prison for the next 8 years. And the baby, Giovanni, was born addicted. So she took on an extra responsibility of caring for this addicted child that she has to make sure that he keeps breathing. You know, I mean, she's really struggling. And these people, when I ask them, well, what do you need? Their answer is always anything. Anything would be wonderful. They're very, very thankful. I have another mother that I spoke to who told me last year when she opened the presents for her, when her children opened the presents, she cried for over an hour because she was so thankful and so grateful. And the one thing that she spoke about most that she was happy for was that her children got Bibles. She's like, I wish they would read them more often. But she was very, very thankful that her children got Bibles. And I've had the very humbling experience of praying with these people who, you know, there but for the grace of God, go I, or any one of us. And it's a great way to show Jesus' love, not only to the caregivers and to the children, but to the people who are in prison, who have the misfortune of ending, you know, committing a crime, you know, that they're being punished for, but they don't think at the time they realized that part of that punishment was going to be not being able to spend the holidays with their children. So we can show love in a variety of ways, and we can show God's love in a variety of ways because he showed us love when we didn't deserve it. So the tree is back there. Take as many angels as you want, you know, or as you're compelled to do. As I said, anything is thankful for.
And then when you do take an angel, are you supposed to write your name down, Kim, and the name on the angel, or is there a number? Or number on the angel. So make sure you've put your name on there and then the number on your angel. And we'll, you know, be giving more information out about that. So we're going to take our offering now. Boy, we're really changing stuff up together today. Praise God. So if the ushers want to come forward, we're going to take our offering now, and then we'll have instructions of what we're going to do the rest of the service. Praise God. We're going to show a little video of what's coming the next Sundays, and last Sunday in November and the Sundays in December. So we have a series going to be showing, and we're hoping that you're going to invite people to come. Come on up, ushers. Praise God. Beautiful. Let me pray for the offering. Father, I pray that you just bless our offering, Lord. Father, bless those who give, Lord. And we just give this service in your hands, Father, and pray that everything we do today will be pleasing in your sight, Father. We want to make a difference to the people that walk in this door. We want to do everything we can to get them connected to you, Father. Because that's what you've called us to do. You've called us to love on people. You've called us to come alongside people. You called us to help them get connected so we can do life together, so we can pray for one another and do happy times together and tough times together, Father. So I just give you the glory and ask you to bless this offering. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.